Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. I know this looks a little bit different because we have a somewhat studio now. So I'm trying to get this mic set up, but we are very excited. I know it looks very blank behind us because it's an empty canvas so far. So we're excited. Heather's nervous because she didn't think I was going to have video, but this is the Wednesday podcast, reimagined, I guess you could say. And we are, why do we do this podcast? Oh, we do this podcast because every Wednesday, Heather and I like to spend time talking about the positive things that have happened in our life, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. So that's why every Wednesday, you can expect to hear me and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the wins we've had in our week. So, as we always do, Heather, start us out with the wins that you've had.
Okay.
So we talk to each other, I think. So we're talking to each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just a different angle, I guess, because I'm used to being across the table from you, not next to you.
I know, wins. But we only have one camera, so.
Yeah.
So if you were across from me, that would be weird.
Yeah.
You can still be
biggest
somewhat
wins
across.
We're going to Disney in 5 days.
Yep. But we're leaving tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going on our
several stops.
Once a year vacation.
And we are going to Hoover for Thanksgiving. And then we're going to my dad's. And Georgia wants to go shoot a deer.
Yep.
And then we're going to Disney.
Yes. For a whole week.
Yes.
So that'll be exciting. And
oh, and another win is that I've started doing my nails. And I don't do my nails, like, ever. And, well, Georgia is really girly lately. And she really wants to, like, have nails and makeup. So I got us some fun little dip kits. And so I've been playing around with that. And for the first time in a long time, I have nails. And so that's a win. It's kind of fun to do again. It's been a long time.
I am a nail chewer, so... I try to encourage my children to do the same, but they're not on board.
No.
It makes for clean nails all the time. Just saying. I don't know if that's inappropriate or not, but I'm excited for our vacation. The only thing is Disney, you usually need a vacation post-vacation.
No, you don't.
So be very tired.
But we're staying at, like, a relaxing resort. And
that is not true. It's a monstrous resort. So the one thing that I do not like about Disney.
And for the first time.
Is.
What are we not doing for the first time?
I don't know.
For the first time ever, we're not doing multi-pass.
Oh, every day.
Lightning lanes.
Yeah.
We're only doing one day.
Well, Heather can't ride like any rides.
I can ride almost all rides.
No, actually. You cannot.
Yes, I can. I just can't.
Do you mean ride. Make you stand up in front of this camera and show everybody why you can't?
I just can't ride Tiana's Bayou, Test Track, Guardians, Space Mountain, Tron, which we've never done Tron.
The rides anyway. You mainly need a lightning lane for. Why do you keep calling it multi-pass? Is that the new thing?
That's what it's called. It's
I thought it was lightning lane.
Lightning lanes.
Oh.
So there's only like six rides.
Yeah.
And we're not doing Animal Kingdom. So there's only like six rides that I don't get to do.
Okay. I'm back. I also don't know how long that camera will record. So I think it'll allow streaming for, oh, well, we'll see. So we're going to Disney. Heather's been counting down the days.
And we're eating breakfast at my goal place.
Crystal Palace.
So we're going to go eat breakfast with Winnie the Pooh and friends and celebrate Friendship Day. And then what else do we? Oh, yeah. And we're doing Mickey's Christmas party.
Yeah. So it's going to be exciting. And, okay, so back to my qualms with Disney. I only have one. So when you say that you're going to Disney, they make you tell you how many people are going. And if you have more than four people, like we have five going because my mother is going with us, they will not allow you to get, what is that? They won't allow you to just get a regular room. They say, oh, you have to get either a suite or you have to get two rooms or you have to go stay at a bigger resort. And I just don't.
Well, we could have done a family suite at a value resort or what we're doing now.
But it's more expensive to do a family. Sleeper. It was actually cheaper. I'm not going to be honest. For us, it would have been cheaper for us to do two value resort rooms.
No.
Yes, it was.
I don't think it was.
Yes, it was.
But there wasn't anything available.
Yeah, no, there was. We almost changed it. But the problem is, it's not as, I love the value resort, but it's not as great of relaxing. And the Skyliners are cool.
We're
staying at Caribbean Beach, which this is our first time ever staying at like what Disney considers a moderate resort. So,
it's on the Skyliner.
Yeah, so we're staying at a Skyliner resort. So we get to fly around the Skyliner.
And Josie has not experienced the Skyliner yet.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's a big deal.
And we did Park Hopper. Instead of, we were supposed to go to Epic Universe, but instead we chose to get rid of that and do Park Hopper.
Yep.
So I think that'll be.
Because there truly is nothing I can do at Epic or Josie. Yeah. Josie's.
It'd have been cool to go see it. But I don't think we would have gotten to realize the greatness of it.
Yeah. Not yet, at least. Maybe a little bit longer we'll get to. But I'm excited. We're going to do a lot of fun things.
Yeah.
Lots
and
of shopping.
Caribbean Beach, I think, is a chill.
It's a very chill
area. So that'll be fun. And we'll have Park Hopper. So if it's like, we don't want to go to this today, we can go to, we can jump around to different parks.
Yep.
So it is exciting about that. So, but wins for me lately, let's see, made it through last week. That's a huge win. We have been super busy, so I'm kind of really excited about this break, to where we get to breathe a little bit. But let me see. I don't know. We had a baptism this past Sunday, which was awesome.
Yep.
From a buddy of ours who was studying with another guy. And yeah, it was really cool. And that's always exciting. School's almost out for, this is a win, but some people may not consider it a win. I get to have a whole week off from teaching school, which is sad but fun. But it's also good for them because we have a huge project that I am expecting them to do. And they get a whole week. Yeah, they are. They're going to have a whole week to work on it. I have four contingency assignments if they do not want to do it. So I'm giving the substitute teacher, here's four options if they don't want to behave. Yeah, so, and they're all pretty lengthy writing assignments, so they better want to behave, because I'm giving them the entire week to work on their computers to do this project. What my project is they are doing a Proverbs project, so I put all the main themes of the Proverbs, and they had to pick a theme. Now, you could either work by yourself or work with a partner. But we had to have an even number. So some people chose to work by themselves. I do find it interesting. Somebody chose to work by themselves and they're doing the friendships theme. I was like, that's kind of ironic. But so they're doing that and they have to pick at least five verses that talk about that. In their project, they will have to explain what those verses are talking about. And then they have to build a PowerPoint presentation. Canva is allowed. That goes along with this project. And then they have to present it.
Wow.
In class. So.
And what grade is this?
This is eighth grade boys. So. But should be all right. Now, I'm not expecting their explanations of verses to be ultra scholarly. But. We'll see how it works. So.
We also live in the world of ChatGPT and yeah. All those other.
I mean, if they want to use it, use it. That doesn't bother me none. They still got to put it all together. ChatGPT will not make them slides. So it will, but they will be really jacked up.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay. I've never done that. I usually just get on ChatGPT to tell it, like, make my family into a cartoon photo.
Yeah.
That's what I use ChatGPT for. It's very productive.
I like. I have no idea what this goes to.
I don't know.
Looks cool though. I think it goes to this. But other than that, I'm excited. I haven't packed yet. We leave tomorrow morning. So
yes, great.
Heather has been packed for a month. Which usually has the issue of kids stringing everything out that's packed.
That's what I'm about to tell you. So today we came up to the church thinking we had ladies' Bible class, and we didn't. There's a lot of things going on up here today, so I guess they canceled it. And we get home, and I asked Josie to pack up her travel bag of what do you want to take in the car,
yeah,
like for driving to occupy yourself. She goes and unloads the entire Disney stuff. Everything I've been packing.
I told you this is why I don't pack until the very last minute.
Everything I've been packing she has taken and put in her little Elsa suitcase. And her little backpack, and she comes downstairs and she says, I'm ready. And I'm like, what all you got in that thing? And she opens it up and she's got all her clothes in her backpack. And then she's got stuffies on one side of the Elsa suitcase. And then on the other side of the Elsa suitcase is like the sunscreen, her magic band. Then she's got like a few of the park day bags in it, because I separate out our clothes by the day and I put them in bags, like Ziploc bags, and I'll write Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on them. Or like in this case, it's Sunday or Friday outfit. And so... And it has, like, their shirt, their T-shirt, underwear, socks. And so when we get in at night from whatever we're doing at whatever park, all I got to do is open up the suitcase or the drawer, if we put it in drawers, and just take out the next day, and it's already ready. And that's it.
Yep.
That's all I have to do. Well, she had taken several of those days. Bags and put them in her little suitcase along with other things. And I'm like, we're going to get there and something's not going to be in here.
Mm.
And I was like,
and then I'm going to go back to square one.
And so instead of me stressing out and stress packing and making sure I had everything, I decided to do my nails instead.
Yeah.
And I watched Georgia crochet. And she's working on a birthday gift of Emilio the turtle, which is a Woobble that a friend of ours gave her, and she did the shell of it all by herself.
That's cool.
Last night, she had several meltdowns, and Matt learned how to crochet to help her.
That's all she needed was somebody just to sit there and explain, like, this is how you do it. And I went through it. So I learned to crochet. I learned to do a single crochet stitch. I learned how to do increase stitches. And then I also learned how to do decrease stitches. That is currently my repertoire of crocheting.
But they got, so they were up until close to 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
I sat on the couch and watched my usual Disney YouTubers and then fell asleep on the couch while they were doing that. And then went to bed. But they got the head done of Emilio the turtle and stuffed it. And then today she conquered the shell.
Emilio, I'm just going to be honest. Emilio has a Mondo head. So we may have messed up that part. But
I don't think so, though.
Well, okay. So kind of unfair because they are like... First off, here's my issue with Woobles. Old girl doing the videos does not always use the same thing that she's been working on. Like, she's like, here, this is how you should do. And it's like, this is not, we're not here. Like, what is this? This is not what our project looks like.
Or she'll tell you the rounds of how many stitches you need to have done, but then she doesn't do them in the video. She just tells you to do that. And then
I mean, that part's easy. She gives a diagram of like everything and how to do it. I'm just like, okay. Sorry, I just totally got sidetracked because my mom, for her Disney trip that she's going on with us, she loves Keurig coffee. And she's like, I have a quadrillion Keurig things. And so she's like, I want to bring Keurig. And so she bought a single cup Keurig thing to take with us.
She asked me, what's the coffee situation in the room? And I told her, it's like, I'll send you a picture of the room that I requested. And all the moderate resort rooms have the same coffee pot, and it comes with creamers and the coffees. And I didn't send it to her fast enough, and she went and bought.
I told her it was a good idea.
Okay, that's fine.
Just because you only get so many of the, they don't make K-cup coffee.
It's kind of like it's like a pod thing.
But I don't know if it works.
Yes, it does.
Like with other K-cups.
Oh, it's not a K-cup thing.
That's what
it's
I'm saying.
Like a meshy bag triangle exactly. thing.
And you only get so many of those a day. There's going to be three of us.
For more when they bring the little And they'll
probably
bumper.
Charge you.
No, they don't. Those are complimentary.
A certain amount, I bet.
No.
We're going to test that theory. I'm going to call them. The resort people when we get there and say, how much extra does this cost if we need more? And they'll probably be like, oh, we give you two a day, and then everything else we'll just charge to your room. And I'll be like, thought so.
Are you sure?
That would be a massive... No, yes, because you know how many people would forego buying the cup things? Which we've already went once this year. This is our third time to go this year. Didn't we go... In January or February this past year?
We did go in January.
And then me and you went for one day.
For the Disney travel.
And I bought a cup already. Two cups this year. Is that okay to do? I think so.
I mean, you can't.
I only get coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, well. If it's not, I'll look into the rules.
You could ask them. You could take the cup with you. Did you buy two cups?
Yes.
No.
We bought two.
We didn't buy two.
I thought I bought you one and me one because we both got coffee.
I don't think so. I didn't get a new cup. You did.
Okay. Well, we have one cup and we have a popcorn bucket.
Yes, we do.
That wouldn't be nice. Yeah, I don't know.
You can reuse popcorn buckets and then you just pay for the refills.
Yeah.
Because there's people who go to the Goodwill or something like that down there, and they'll buy like the old school popcorn buckets, and they still honor the popcorn refill.
Oh,
thing.
That's sick.
Isn't that super cool?
Well, so, I just wonder, like, so I bought a cup this year already, so I wonder if I can take it back. I feel like people are trying to get in here.
No, it's the bathroom.
I need to have I'm just wondering what to do with my room. I think we're going to have a black backdrop, possibly. I was watching yesterday, like, there's people that do just, like, straight black backdrops. And, like, you look like you're, like, in space. It's kind of cool.
Oh.
Like, it's very clean. Like, you don't see the black. I wonder, though, if I put my black panels up, if that would give enough of the backdrop. Like,
mine.
Or would that shine off of it?
They're not shining.
They're not?
No, oh,
that would be
foam.
Sick. That'd be awesome.
I don't know.
But I'm excited for this room. This is a cool room. We're going to do lots of stuff out of this room. But my favorite thing about going to Disney is the fish and chips. So I'm excited to get the fish and chips. And I'm excited for our Keurig machine that we're taking.
Josie, her bucket list is all the ice cream.
Yeah.
She wants ice cream at every park. And she wants, yes.
And I think the weather shifting is finally getting to me.
Oh, no.
I don't feel sick. I just feel, and I haven't slept well. So, because I'm trying a new thing. So I leave my phone downstairs and I charge it downstairs so I don't go on it all the time. And I've done that for 2 weeks now. The problem is, my fan machine that I've always listened to for the past however many years is on my phone. So I'm going to have to figure something out. We need to...
Well, that baby hatch thing I want is a sound machine and a light.
For a baby.
It's not like the
baby's is it going to be playing
in
the...
another room. It has like 30 different sounds.
Good. I'm going to need to order that mug right now.
Well, we've got.
I can buy a.
Baby list gave us 15% off. And it's on sale for Black Friday. You got to go to our registry, though. And use our code.
Yeah. What is it called?
Hatch.
Hatch.
It's on our thing.
Hatch. I'm just on a baby registry. Sorry. Products hatch what hatch nighttime thing
hatch baby something another
what are you looking for hatch baby that is not working newborn must haves
let me
monitors you. Cameras sound machine, sound machine, sound machine, sound machines. Try it kits. That's kind of cool though when they did the try it kits.
Uh-huh, those were awesome. Let me show you. Here it is. It's got 15% off right now, and then Walmart has it $15 and Target $15 off for Black Friday.
$15 off. How much is this thing?
$54.99.
Oh, my. The Restore 3.
Oh, I was not looking at that.
Oh, that's the adult.
I was looking at the Hatch Rest Baby Sound Machine Nightlight, second gen.
Hatch Baby?
Uh-huh, see?
It's $100.
No.
Oh, I was looking at that one.
No, we were obviously not looking at the same thing.
It connects to your phone.
I think they all do.
Wait,
all the Hatch
I don't see any of these.
See?
Hatch Co. That's not even on their website.
Amazon.
Oh, well, these must be
or Walmart.
Outdated. These must be the newer ones.
But you can use it on your phone.
Hatch Baby.
Yes.
Okie dokie. $69.
But it's on sale.
On Nanit. Cool. Hatch Baby at Target. Mm-hmm. We have gift cards. We can use.
50, it's $54
yeah.
at other places.
Or that's what I need.
Registry discount.
Especially since he'll be sleeping on my side of the bed.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
So I need to move our little cart we put together to your side of the bed?
Sure. Old baby John. $54 right now at Target.
Yeah.
One left in Clarksville.
Oh.
Okay. We need to take something. My mom has a sleep apnea machine. I hope that's not. This is going to be a good time.
Georgia had mentioned that and how loud it was. And I was like, I mean, which would you prefer? The snoring?
Oh, I would totally be cool with the...
Or the CPAP machine. And then Josie, I showed her pictures of her little fifth sleeper bed, which is precious. It's a little Murphy bed. Not quite as long as a twin size bed, but more like a toddler size bed. And like if you're my size, you can sleep on it. But any bigger than me, you cannot. But I was showing Josie and she goes, are there going to be sleepy rail things so I don't fall off? And I said, I asked for them and they have bumpers. So I hope that when they say bumpers, it's the things that they usually give us.
Yeah.
I hope. Because she's a wild sleeper. Like, wild. There was one night I pulled her out from... Georgia came in the room and said, Josie's asleep under the bed. And I was like, you're kidding, right? And I went in there, and she was, sure enough, she was asleep under the bed.
Yeah, Josie's got some interesting sleep habits.
She's funny.
I just keep messing with this. I don't know why. Okay. It's 1:24. Guess what?
You have to go to class.
Last one for like 12 days. A lot of days. I was going to do a segment, but we don't have to. We don't have time.
Okay.
So we're trying to think, should we do like a travel podcast again? Like we did last time?
But we will be there.
Well, we can do it while we travel. Okay, we are getting up. Never mind. We're getting up at, we're so our goal is to go to church on Sunday. Lord willing, we'll be there. And our goal is to also go to Concord Street in... Orlando. So it starts at 10 o'clock and we'll be at her dad's Saturday night. So I said, if we get up at 5:30, we can make it. If we leave by 5:30, not get up at 5:30. We'll see how that goes. I'm excited. It was a fun worship service last time we went. A great encouraging worship service.
Yeah.
So I want to go again. All right. That is all we're going to talk about today. Thank you for our new setup. Thank you. Goodbye.